God's direct interventions. God is not just watching us, He is actively participating in our lives. In the patriarchal ages, we see specific instances of God's active involvement. Out of the innumerable instances, some of His dimensions of involvement are as follows. In fellowship, the primary reason God created us. Before the fall, God walks and talks with Adam. Later, we observe that Enoch in Genesis 9, Noah, Job, and a few others enjoy close fellowship with God. God is involved in judgment, much as it pains Him. In His righteousness, He judges Adam and Eve and subsequent perpetrators of evil. In His love, He informs Noah of the flood, Abraham of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 9, and those He is close to before carrying out major acts of judgment. He even ensures, in some cases, that the righteous are saved. God is involved in prophecy. He appears and signals the future. Some instances are His covenant with Noah, Genesis 6, His message to Rebekah that Jacob will rule Esau, the dreams He reveals to Egypt, the butler, the baker, Pharaoh, Abimelech, etc. God is involved in blessing. He blesses Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Job, and many others. He is involved in guidance. God appears to Abraham, Genesis 17, several times to lead him in his journey of faith into the promised land. He gives detailed instructions to Noah on the ark construction and management. Job acknowledges His guidance. God appears to Isaac and guides Jacob. God is involved in new birth. God opens and closes wombs. He opens Rebekah's womb. He closes Rachel's womb, but enables Leah to conceive, in Genesis 29. He opens Rachel's womb later on in Genesis 30. God is involved in loneliness. There are two cases in Genesis where the phrase God is with is used, and that is for Joseph and Ishmael, Genesis 21:20, the two young boys who were separated from their home. God is involved in distress. The angel of the Lord appears to Hagar when she thought Ishmael was going to die, Genesis 21. God appears to Jacob when he runs away from Esau, Genesis 35. God is involved in protection. God protects Sarah's purity, Genesis 20. He protects Jacob as he returns from Laban's house. God is striving with us. God is striving to bring us to Him. He wrestles with Jacob in Genesis 32. God is active today. What is our response? Do we have faith and obedience like Abraham? Right fundamentals like Jacob? Purity, patience, and perseverance like Joseph? Do we carry the legacy like the patriarchs?